says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a gold dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, a woman and the kids and the dogs and me. Got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't many things these old boys can't do.
Welcome to the show, folks.
We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and
you are tuned
boy
in.
Can survive. Country folks can
That's
survive.
On July 7th, 2016.
Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run.
And has
boys raised on shotguns.
So the history of this show.
We say grace, we say ma'am, if you ain't into that.
The Democratic Party, the Republican Party, and Donald Trump, they all know where primetime is, too. So they've scheduled their events just to be concurrent with our show. Wait a minute. Well, maybe not. But our show is on at the same time as these great events. So right now, as I speak, supporters of Hillary Clinton are giving their effusive praise of this career criminal, as Donald Trump and Stephen Miller, his top advisor, have described her, at the Democratic National Catastrophe, that is, convention, in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And I'll tell you what, I was talking with Paul and George about this last night. I anticipate we should have George and Paul with us again tonight. And we certainly will have you, our callers. Let me give you that number so you can call in. It's 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And let us know what you've seen today or noticed about the Democratic National Convention and the commentary, the great commentary that's coming from people like Pat Buchanan, Ann Coulter, and Laura Ingraham. Paul, I think I hear you typing.
Yes, I'm back. I've been having some computer problems, but I'm in here now tonight.
I can tell when you get on with that, the speed of your typing, I can identify that's Paul.
Well, I hope it doesn't make too much background noise. Saw Donald Trump at a press conference this morning. I mean, I saw him on TV, and I thought he handled himself extremely well. And, one of the things he said was he was being challenged about Putin and the Russians allegedly hacked the Democratic National Committee and got those emails that were so embarrassing to Debbie Wasserman Schultz and to Hillary, and certainly rightly angered Bernie Sanders. And Trump said, "Well, he didn't know." He said, "I don't know how they came out," but he said, essentially, it's a smoke screen. What really matters isn't who hacked them or how they were hacked. Are they true or not? Nobody has said, no, they're false. They're just not true. He said he hopes that the Russians were able to, or somebody's able to get a hold of the 30,000 deleted emails that just somehow disappeared from Hillary's computer. So he handled himself very well. Then they were challenging him about Putin, and Putin admires him. And Trump said, "Well, wouldn't it be better if we had good relations with other people? We seem to have bad relations with all sorts of people. Wouldn't it be good if we had good relations with Russia? We could combine together to eliminate ISIS." You know, he made perfect sense, and every screwball that was thrown at him, he knocked it out of the park. I was very impressed.
Well, yes, very good report from Donald Trump's activities today. He was in Toledo, Ohio. In fact, he is there now, speaking there now, We're going to drop in and listen to him for just a moment. Much more important to hear Donald Trump than to hear Joe Biden or Barack Obama, who are scheduled to speak tonight at the Democratic National Convention. And earlier today, he was in Doral, Florida. We may get a chance to hear a little of that. Now, just to give you the measure of the man, he is tomorrow. Get this, folks. Get what we're going to have to try to cover on this show tomorrow. In one day, Thursday, he will be in four cities: Grand Rapids, Michigan; Davenport, Iowa. I don't know how he's doing this. This is amazing. Yeah, an hour. 3 o'clock, Grand Rapids, Michigan. 4 o'clock, Davenport, Iowa. Whew, wow. Good thing his jet is fast. 7 o'clock, he will be in Novi, if I'm pronouncing that correct, Novi, Michigan. And that might actually be, oh, okay, slight up here. Now we've got a twosome going. Governor Mike Pence in his jet and Donald Trump in his jet. So in Grand Rapids, Michigan, Governor Mike Pence at 3 o'clock. At 4 o'clock in Davenport, Iowa, Donald Trump. At 7 o'clock in Novi, Michigan, Governor Pence. And then at 8 o'clock in Cedar Rapids, Iowa, Donald Trump. So we've got a great twosome going now in the Trump train. Two engines pulling. The next day, we've got that same twosome again on Friday in Colorado Springs, Colorado, Donald Trump at 2 o'clock, and we'll cover that. And then that evening in Lima, Ohio, it'll be Mike Pence. So the Trump campaign is really turning up the burners on their campaign. Let's listen to Donald Trump right now. This is live in Doral, Florida. I think he has a golf course there, doesn't he? Here it is. Let me just tune this up a little bit. That was Doral. That was earlier today. And I'll pause that. This is Donald Trump in Toledo, live now.
14 people.
Just have to focus in here a little bit. Let's see here. I'm going to pause the Democratic National Convention. Here's Donald Trump.
And hundreds of people still in the hospital. They went in and shot him. And just boom, boom, boom. And if there was ever a case for the Second Amendment, you look at some of these things. You look at some of these things.
Huge crowd.
I mean, as an example, in San Bernardino, if we had one or two like you, but if we had a couple of people right here having a gun, and these maniacs came in shooting, and you go boom, boom. And you know what? If they thought you had a gun, they probably wouldn't have showed up in the first place. Okay? So we're going to protect our Second Amendment. And the National Rifle Association, the NRA, gave me a very, very great and early endorsement. I think the earliest endorsement they've ever given. And they're very good people. They're very
now,
good
folks,
people.
This crowd in Toledo, I can't tell because the rotten media won't show us the crowd. But you know how you can gauge the size of a crowd from the roar? This must be one humongous crowd. And I'm thinking, Paul, that Donald Trump, as the campaign progresses here, I think he's going to be seeing crowds of 50,000 in people and up. He's already achieved that, actually, in Mobile, Alabama. With short notice, he had 35,000 people in the arena and, 5,000-10,000 people outside who couldn't get in. So this is great. Let's go to the Democratic National Convention, see if we can stand a little of this. Let's see what's going on right now. I'll go back to the live national convention. All right. Oh, my gosh. Your favorite fellow, folks. Your favorite vice president, Joe. Crawl on all fours, Joe Biden. Here he is. Hey, whatever you say, Barack.
It's your nomination to be Vice President of the United States. And every single day since then, It's been the honor of our lives for Jill and me. Every day, we've been grateful to Barack and Michelle for asking them to join us in this and join them in that incredible journey. A journey that can only happen in America. But we not only have worked together, as it becomes pretty obvious, we become friends. We're now family. We're family. Folks, you've all seen over the last 8 years what President Obama means to this country.
We sure have.
He's the embodiment.
He is.
He is the embodiment of honor, resolve, and character. One of the finest presidents we have ever had. That's right. This is a man of character.
Okay, I'll turn him down.
Become a brother to-
I'll turn it down. And that's Joe Biden still on all fours, still barking for the commander-in-chief, Barack Obama. And now I can anticipate, Paul, the schedule shows Barack Obama following Joe Biden. And so we might actually catch a little of the Kenyan himself in today's show. So I'll keep one eye on one of my screens here to see if we see the Kenyan. And, you know, it's amazing. You know, we still don't really know. We haven't seen Barack Obama's college transcripts. We really don't know where he was born. We really don't know his ancestry. We really don't know who his father is. And Patriots haven't settled for this for 8 years, but America has endured this for 8 years. A guy who was trained in Saul Alinsky communism in Chicago. My gosh. So now Joe Biden was one of the first white faces we've seen today at the Democratic National Convention. It's been just to give you the sense of it, if you missed it, I don't know what, you know, is this strategy going to work, Paul? It was, I watched more than 30 blacks, Asians, and Mexicans speaking at the podium. And the only two or three white people I saw were women who were explaining their enthusiasm for abortion. And that was it. You know, remember, these names will stand out for you, folks. Sheila Jackson Lee of Texas, Eleanor Holmes Norton of the District of Columbia, Representative Maxine Waters of the ghetto in Los Angeles. We had a woman who might be white, Elise Hoag, the president of NARAL, Pro-Choice America, explaining why abortion is so wonderful, and why Republicans are such lousy people for opposing it. We had Jesse Jackson. We don't want to miss Jesse Jackson. And that gives you that's what this has been today. And then we're going to go to Barack Obama here in just a moment. Let me ask the engineer whether we have George with us yet. Not yet. We don't have George here. And we are taking your calls, folks, at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. So call now, and you can ask a question of Paul or myself, and we'll be happy to give you our thoughts. The polling numbers, we talked about this yesterday, Paul. The polling numbers continue to be absolutely wonderful for Donald Trump. He is now in the lead, clearly. This is astonishing. The LA Times poll that came out yesterday has this is amazing. This is a big number, Paul. Think of this. Donald Trump is ahead 47-40 over Hillary Clinton.
47-40. In his press conference today from Florida, he mentioned a number of the polls. He ticked them off, and they're just uniformly fantastic.
Yeah, now here's some important states, folks. Poll out yesterday in Missouri, Trump 47, Clinton 37, 10-point lead, important state. Kansas, another important state. And these are state polls. These are not national polls that are more likely to be corrupted. These are state polls that are more likely to have integrity. And I think this is going to be the pattern. I think this is where the vote really is going to happen in November. Trump 44, Clinton 27 in Kansas. That's a 17-point Trump lead. Let's see. Let's just give you more things to celebrate. I'll pick another state here. In Ohio, the PPP poll shows Trump up by 3 points. That's definitely a swing state. In Georgia, another swing state. Trump up by 2 points. And there you go. Let me see if I can see another one just quickly. In Idaho, are you ready for this? In a four-way race with Gary Johnson and Jill Stein thrown in for the Libertarian and Green parties, respectively, Donald Trump, 44 percentage points in Idaho. Hillary Clinton, 23. Half. Johnson, 5. Stein, 3. Trump is leading in Idaho by 21 percentage points. This is as of Wednesday, and this is a poll that is now accounting for the Republican. It's encompassing at least part of the Republican convention.
And this is Idaho.
Idaho, yes. This is a state where Trump actually had. I don't think Trump won Idaho. I think
Cruz won it.
Cruz won Idaho. And so this is not even a natural sort of going into the general election. This is not even a natural Trump state. But Trump, at 21 points, he has double the percentage of Hillary Clinton. I think, Paul, this is the kind of these are the kinds of numbers these state polls you see reveal what the, I think, more easily rigged national polls don't show. And that is that we may be witnessing an actual landslide election for Donald Trump.
And I think that's why they're getting so absolutely psycho-desperate. Everything they've tried to stop him, the initial, defamation and racism and that type of stuff. And everything they've tried has failed. He just goes from strength to strength. And he's continued to be very strong. He hasn't backed down, and I don't mean to be critical, but the way Pat Buchanan backed away in 2000 from immigration. In fact, he almost disappeared. I know he was sick for a while, but he was so strong at first. But Trump, despite all the criticism he's had and the criticism about his views on screening Muslims better, he stuck to it. He just has not given in. And that, I think, is a huge source of his strength. People say, well, we can trust this guy.
Yes. And one of the people, now what's going on, the pattern at the Democratic Convention, folks, is just nonstop lying about Donald Trump. I'm just flat out making things up, and the point is Trump hates women. Trump hates anyone who's not a white male. Trump is a business failure. Trump has made his money by cheating and shorting people and not paying his employees. See, what else have we learned about Trump? He's dishonest. He has no character. He has no idea how to govern. And on and on and on. Just making things up. One of the people making things up today was, let me find her here. I took notes. Debbie Almontazer, who is the founder and principal of the Khalil Gibran Muslim International Academy.
Oh my God.
And she had her... She didn't want to reveal any hair, so following her Muslim strictures, of course, all of her hair was concealed in her wraparound thing.
Oh, I don't know, Jamie. Maybe she was just having a bad hair day.
Possible. It's possible she hadn't made it to the hairdresser. We've got a break here, folks, and we'll be back with your calls and more after this.
We We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
For the most amazing, calming, brain-stabilizing, blood sugar, and natural addiction-breaking formula, try CalMind. Anxiety melts, panic is gone, sleep is restful, and you'll stay calm during stress. Better than booze, mind-altering drugs, or anti-anxiety, antidepressant, toxic medications, CalMind lubricates your mind so you'll sail through the day effortlessly. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutridyne at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com and listen to the NutriMedical Report on GCN with open lines every weekday. NutriMedical, bringing nutrition and medicine together.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling apart. Who's blessed and who has been cursed? There's things to be done all over the world, but let's rebuild America first.
That's what Donald Trump says. Let's rebuild America first. And he's talking about it right now in Toledo, Ohio, live. We're going to go to him. Joe Biden is almost foaming at the mouth right now in Philadelphia. This is great. And what's happening, Paul, is that Donald Trump is scheduling his events to go head-to-head against the Democrats. And here's Donald Trump live right now in Toledo.
Fix it fast, okay? You watch. And just one other thing. So I've been complaining that the United States, which is being drained of its money, we have this massive military budget, massive, far greater than any other country. And everyone thinks, oh, isn't that wonderful? Except we're using it to protect other countries. And the other countries aren't reimbursing us for the billions and billions and billions of dollars that it costs, right? So that's got to change. So when I was asked a question about NATO, And again, I've been a businessman. I've been a really great businessman, right? But I've been a businessman. I've been a businessman. So I'm not like, I think I've become an expert on NATO. So you have 28 countries. Five are paying their way. The rest of them aren't. And some are paying practically nothing. So I said, wait a minute. Wait a minute. We're protecting these people. They're not paying us. Why aren't they paying us? Now, you don't hear that from the press. You don't hear that. You never hear that. They say, Donald Trump doesn't like NATO. First of all, I said, NATO's obsolete. And everybody smiled and they said, it's not obsolete. Then they realized I was right. I said, it's obsolete because it really wasn't designed for terror. And the new threat is terror. So for 3 days they left. Then one of the experts on NATO said, you know, Trump is right.
Yes, he is. I'll pause that. Pause Donald Trump right there. And he noticed, by the way, just before we put Donald Trump on just now, what he was talking about is the fact that at the Democratic National Convention, Paul, the Democrats somehow forgot to put any American flags on the stage.
Oh, no.
Ah, gee. So he said after he's been pointing it out and talking about it, he said they finally pulled out a few little small American flags. But it's conspicuously absent from behind Joe Biden right now. There's no American flag. There's nothing to his side. Joe Biden's almost foaming at the mouth. Here he goes. Let's listen to him for a moment. This is live right now. And I think Obama's about to follow.
Because we lead not only by the example of our power, but by the power of our example. That is the history of the journey of America. And God willing, Hillary Clinton will write the next chapter in that journey. We are America, second to none, and we own the finish line. Don't forget it. God bless you all, and may God protect our troops. Come on. We're America.
Oh, wow. This guy is weak, desperate. Well, he's holding her hand, so I'm assuming that's his wife. There you go. Well, very weak, by the way. What Joe Biden used as a rhetorical device in this speech was, if you're not making your point, just scream louder. We missed that, but he got louder and louder. He was screaming. The audience responded to that, but he didn't have anything to say. And this, of course, is the salient point about the Democratic Convention. They have nothing to say. Everything they've done has been wrong. Everything they believe in is wrong. You know, what a turning point in history, Paul, where the Republican Party, Donald Trump, is right on absolutely everything. And taking a patriot point of view, one that we're familiar with as longtime nationalists, and the Democrats diametrically opposite. It's pretty amazing. We got a little break here, folks. You can call in at 800-313-9443. We'll be back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite. A garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Recent events have shown just how vulnerable we are to deadly viruses, bacteria, and fungus. These diseases are all caused by infectious pathogens that often get the upper hand on conventional medical treatments. Now more than ever, there's a great need for a product that will help protect us. Look no further. Supernatural Silver can provide immune system support to help fight off these deadly pathogens. Supernatural Silver is a new and vastly improved type of silver solution that's safe and extremely effective against 143 types of bacteria, both forms of viruses, mold, and yeast. Supernatural Silver can be taken orally or used topically and can be used in a nebulizer or vaporizer for inhalation. With over 180 scientific studies by independent universities, hospitals, and research institutions, Supernatural Silver is a powerful weapon against disease. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off your entire order. Give you and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Something happening here, what it is ain't exactly clear. There's a man with a gun over there telling me I got to beware. I think it's time we stop. Children, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down.
Welcome back, folks, to the second half of our Trump phenomenon. Here on Wednesday, July 27th, 2016. And, boy, I'll tell you what, the action is fast and furious. We're bouncing back and forth between a live Donald Trump event in Toledo and the live Democratic National Convention in Philadelphia. And guess who just was introduced by Kasim Reed? That's probably a black Muslim name there, Kasim. Kasim Reed, mayor of Atlanta, has just introduced Michael Bloomberg, who was the Republican mayor of New York City. And I think Michael Bloomberg, Paul, exemplifies the neocon willingness to vote for Hillary rather to elect Hillary rather than face the dismantling of the neocon regime with the arrival of Donald Trump. Now, let's listen to Michael Bloomberg, who is the eighth richest man in the world, the sixth richest in the U.S., $47 billion fortune, actually dwarfs that of Donald Trump. Here's Michael Bloomberg.
Feared party politics, and I know how they felt. I've been a Democrat, I've been a Republican, and I eventually became an independent. because I don't believe that either party has a monopoly on good ideas or strong leadership. When I enter the voting booth each time, I look at the candidate, not the party label. I have supported elected officials from both sides of the aisle, and probably not many people in this room can say that. But I know there are many watching at home who can. And now they are carefully weighing their choices. I understand their dilemma. I know what it's like to have neither party fully represent my views or values. Too many Republicans blame immigrants for problems, and they stand in one way in the way of action on climate change and gun violence. Meanwhile, many Democrats, I think wrongly, blame the private sector for our problems, and they stand in the way of action on education and deficit reduction. There are times when I disagree with Hillary Clinton, but let me tell you, whatever our disagreements may be, I've come here to say we must put them aside for the good of our country.
Well, there's that message, Paul, of, you know, never Trump. That's essentially what he just said. I'm here to oppose Donald Trump. He actually didn't say much good there at all about Hillary Clinton. So this is the neocons, anybody but Trump. And now, who is Michael Bloomberg? He is the grandson of an immigrant, a Jewish immigrant from Russia, his grandfather. And on his mother's side, the family name was Rubens. And they were immigrants, Jewish immigrants from present-day Belarus. And he's made his money where? In the financial market. And, you know, I did not realize this until I just looked him up, Paul. He's estimated by Forbes to be worth $47 billion, the sixth richest person in the U.S. and eighth richest in the world. I did not know. So the... Now, by the way, folks, the previous speaker, two speakers earlier, Joe Biden, got all red in the face, and he said, Donald Trump doesn't have a clue what the middle class is all about. Well, Joe, did you get a chance to shake hands with Michael Bloomberg? And let me just see if Donald Trump is still on the stage in Toledo. And let's go to Donald Trump. Let's turn Michael Bloomberg down for a bit and go to Donald Trump. We're bouncing back and forth here.
Language like they used about religion, about race, about everything else that they discuss in those emails, I would have had to run and hide and probably drop out of the race. With her, everything's just fine. So just ask yourself why she doesn't have news conferences. And honestly, the reason is because there's no way she can answer questions because the job she has done is so bad. When they talk about change, I notice they have change. She's been there for 30 years. 30 years. There's no change. It's going to be the same. It's going to be an extension of Obama, in my opinion, worse. She lied about TPP.
She turned that down. Now, that's actually that Donald Trump has finished his live remarks in Toledo. That's actually from the recording that was just finished in Toledo. Another thing I want to mention before we run out of time tonight. Last night, folks, the show ended before Bill Clinton took the stage in Philadelphia. I don't know how many of you got to watch Bill Clinton, but my goodness, if you watched that, you saw one of the all-time masterful performances of a consummate liar. It was, Paul, I don't know if you saw it, Bill Clinton had the smile down perfectly. He had the natural manner down perfectly. He seemed to have emotion. He seemed to relate to the audience, and he had them in the palm of his hand. And here's what he talked about, folks. He spent about half an hour talking about how he started dating Hillary Clinton and where they were at Lake Innerdale. Actually, it's Innerdale Water, the westernmost of the in the Lake District there. He was there with Hillary, and he asked her to marry him, and she said, I can't do it. And then he tried again somewhere else and so on. He finally, she saw a house she liked in Arkansas. She mentioned to him that it was a nice house. So Bill Clinton said, well, I took a chance. He said, later that day, I went out and bought that house. And I came back to her the next day, and I said, you know that house you like so much? Yes, I bought it. Now you have to marry me. On and on. But he had the audience in the palm of his hand. He didn't talk about anything that had to do with anything. Then when he started to talk about things that actually have to do with our lives, he was very hateful, very, my gosh, Paul, it was remarkable how anti-white he was. But it was from the point of view of our enemies, it was a dream speech from their point of view. I don't think it did a thing to patriotic America at all. But just to update there, folks, that was Bill Clinton still stuck in his lies, still stuck in the this fairy tale that he has a wonderful marriage to Hillary Clinton, and they're just two regular Joes, and they're dedicated to poor people. Now, count on Donald Trump to ask the question, well, where'd you guys get that $200 million that's rattling around in your bank account right now?
Especially as they claim they left the White House broke.
Yep, they said broke. We're broke as they left the White House.
That's quite an act if you can pull it.
Yeah. So, and of course, neither one of them has ever worked a day in their lives. They've been political hacks since the time they were doing work at Yale University in the law school. That's where he started his story. I saw this girl in a class at Yale, and and I was too shy to tap her on the shoulder, because I knew if I tapped her on the shoulder, I just had a presentiment that this is more than I could. I don't know what I'm getting into. This could be really something. So I didn't tap her that day, and it was a couple days later that she noticed me in the library and walked over to me, and she said, "Well, if you're going to keep staring at me like this, at least let me know what your name is." And they're, you know, just sort of true love romance. It was like Bill Clinton, the daytime soap opera star, is really how he came across. Very dapper, incredible makeup job. And so that was the baloney being chopped last night at the Democratic convention. Now let's just go and see if Michael Bloomberg's still on the stage here. And, of course, Michael Bloomberg has quite a history with Donald Trump. And, boy, do these two guys hate each other. So here's Bloomberg.
Proud history. We have faced our share of grave challenges, but we have never retreated in fear. Never. Not here in Philadelphia in 1776. Not here at Gettysburg in 1863.
Wait a minute, Michael. Your ancestors were in Belarus and Russia.
It's time for truth.
Yeah, when you use the pronoun we, okay, that's us, Mike, not you.
America is the greatest country on earth. And when people vote with their feet, they come here. The presidency of the United States is the most powerful office in the world. So I say to my fellow independents, your votes matter now. Your vote will determine the future of your job, your business, and our future together as a country. To me, this election is not a choice between a Democrat and a Republican. It is a choice between who is better to lead our country right now. Better for our economy.
Boy. Very, very weak stuff, Paul. And, you know, I tell you, they're not selling this soap to the American public with this convention. It's not working.
But the cavalcade of unusual people, to put it mildly, that we saw the last couple of days, it may seem very inclusive to a tiny fringe minority who are going to vote Democratic anyway. But I think especially the people in the rust bucket states, the people who may for maybe parental reasons or class reasons in the past have at times voted Democratic, because they thought they were the party of the working man. I think what they see there is that they're just saying, they'll say that these aren't my people. I mean, I don't see myself up there. Unless I'm homosexual, cripple, a weirdo, or a white hater, I don't see myself up there.
Yeah. Now, folks, Paul and I remember the Democratic Convention of 1960, and John Kennedy and the Democratic Party were very white. They didn't have this ethnic anti-white fest that they have now. The Democratic Party was very white. People like Hubert Humphrey and George McGovern, these are white guys. And that's what a Democratic convention looked like back then. Not anymore. As Professor and now retired Dr. Kevin B. McDonald has pointed out, the Republican Party has become the white party. And the Democrat Party has become the anti-white party. There's still a few white people in it, but boy, this lineup I saw today, if you tuned it in, it was the Congressional, the Black Caucus, it was the Hispanic Caucus, it was the pro-abortion team inside the Democratic Party. So they're really, as I was saying earlier before the break, we've never had a clearer choice in American political history.
I don't know if you caught this before, Jamie, but here is senior Hillary strategist and former Obama campaign director Mitch Stewart. And he's talking about the popularity of Donald Trump, and he says that can be attributed to one factor, stupid white people. Stupid white people, those are his words.
Yes.
Stewart himself is white. He's the founder of 270 Strategies. That's a guy has worked with Clinton's super PAC called Ready for Hillary. And in a tweet, this is what Stewart said, and I have the tweet right in front of me. Uneducated whites are keeping Donald Trump at his current numbers. Stupid white people are the worst. Now, there is a real race traitor.
Yes.
Are the worst. So if you're for Donald Trump, you're stupid. So I guess, Jamie, you and I ought to have been up there on the stage last night. There was, a dwarf? He said Hillary had encouraged him, and then there were the autistic, and there were various other freaks. Geez, I guess there would have been some room for us. We're the stupid people.
Yeah, and see, folks, this is a desperate losing strategy. They're openly doing this. They're insulting white America, calling us stupid. That is not going to work. Now, we still do constitute well over 60% of the population, and we vote in greater numbers than Hispanics, blacks, or some others. So this is a dumb strategy. I think that they are so bankrupt, Paul. They've lost imagination. They don't have anything left to go on. They're floundering and flailing. So that's why I say, going back to an earlier thought, I think that we might see, I'll take a victory, but we might see a landslide victory for Donald Trump. And this will be very valuable going into his 8-year presidency, because he is going to need to have the Senate, have the House. He's going to be undoing more legislation and harm than any president in American history. I venture to say he will be the greatest president in American history. His place in our history will be more important than the father of our nation, George Washington.
If that idea catches on among whites that they are being seriously dissed, that they're being called stupid if they have a different view from that Alinsky-trained fanatic, Hillary, and that collection of carpet-munching radical feminists, homosexuals, minorities of every type, whiners, complainers. One thing that may have hit a lot of people, and I think this would cut across other races as well, when they saw that there wasn't a single mother of a slain cop up there, but the mothers of these blacks who died from police gunfire, most of whom absolutely deserved it to die. Others, perhaps it was unfortunate, and maybe mistakes happened. But people like Trayvon Martin, out of control.
And Michael Brown.
And you go running down the street. You're a big galoot. You try to grab a policeman's gun. Do you really expect another result for the other than being shot at? Well, you're even stupider than you look.
He didn't just grab the gun. He discharged it. Now, folks, imagine this. Imagine you're a policeman wrestling a huge guy who's crazed on some substance and huge muscular power. And you know he's a criminal. You're wrestling with a criminal, and he's now got your gun in his hand, and he shoots it. Now, he hit himself. But imagine, you're a cop, and somebody's just taken your gun and discharged it in wrestling on the ground. What are you going to do? You're not going to be very nice to that guy. You're defending your life when you shoot this guy. We've got one more break and then one more segment. Maybe someone will get a call in at 800-313-9443. We'll see you on the other side of the break for our last segment.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What I hate is most folks don't seem to care at all. What I hate is looking up and seeing chemtrails in a clear blue sky today. What I hate is hitting roadblocks on a highway in my way. What I live for the chance to change and be everything I can be. What I love is someone bright enough to see.
Thank you, folks. That's you out there. Merle Haggard singing about you. And he's watching all these proceedings from heaven. The greatest country songwriter who ever lived surely has a place in heaven. And Ann Coulter says it all in a column she wrote today. Where Paul and I are talking, noticing that the Democratic Convention is a Black Lives Matter salute, really. And Ann Coulter writes about it. When do the mothers of ISIS speak? She's expecting ISIS mothers to speak after the black mothers of the Black Lives Matter have spoken. And she says, I'll just have a couple of seconds here, but she says, as the country reels from the cold-blooded murder of 5 policemen in Dallas and 3 in Baton Rouge, Leslie McSpadden, mother of Mike Brown, America's most famous cop assaulting criminal, appeared on stage at the Democratic National Convention. Welcome to Hillary's convention, celebrating the anti-police group Black Lives Matter. It's brilliant all the way through. We don't have time to read it. By the way, she mentions that a lot of these mothers, they don't have the same names as their criminal sons. Well, you know, that's what happens in the ghetto. We have single mothers with different names from their sons and the dads who are long gone.
It's an absolute parade of the dysfunctional, and that's the Democratic Party. You know, the Democrats, you know, there were all sorts of good Southern Democrats up until a generation ago. The Democratic Party of Orville Faubus and John Kennedy, and there are a lot of good people. Scoop Jackson, perhaps. They must be, you know, their spirits must be absolutely bewildered at what Hillary has made of this.
Yeah, that's a good recollection. Scoop Jackson, folks. That's a Democratic Party that is now long, long gone. And the Ann Coulter says, but at the Democratic convention, Leslie McSpadden, mother of Michael Brown, was wildly cheered. Eric Holder, that's the black former attorney general for Obama, said Brown tried to kill a cop. Are Democrats insane? Hillary invites to her convention the mother of a man whose criminality destroyed a police officer's life. He had to quit the force and hide, tore the country apart, and gave birth to a murderous cop-hating movement. Will a single reporter ask Hillary to disavow that? And folks, Donald Trump, in his speech he just gave in Toledo, he asked that question. He made the point. Hillary doesn't give press conferences. Donald Trump gives press conferences all the time. She is terrified of being asked questions, folks. Watch Donald Trump nail her on that in the debates. Paul, thank you so much for being with us. And folks, you can reach Paul at paul@paulfromm.com. We'll see you all again tomorrow night when Hillary is on the stage.
See you tomorrow.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutraMedical Report, broadcast from 12 to 3, Monday to Friday, Central Standard Time. We cover medical issues, geopolitical, spiritual, and others, and you're welcome to call in.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.